Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imenc.org for Monday, September 20th, 2015. Israeli troops invade West Bank communities and kidnap civilians, and in Gaza, army bulldozers destroy farmlands. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Israeli soldiers invaded on Monday at dawn the Al-Isawiyya and Silwan towns and At-Tur neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem and kidnapped 27 Palestinians, including 11 children. The Wadi Hilwa Information Center in Silwan has reported that among the kidnapped are 3 children in Al-Isawiyya and 8 others in Ras Al-Amud neighborhood in Silwan. Furthermore, Israeli bulldozers and several military vehicles invaded Ras Al-Amud neighborhood in Silwan and demolished a Palestinian home. The army surrounded the entire area before invading it and demolished the property, allegedly for being built without a construction permit. In related news, Israeli police said on Monday that thousands of officers would be deployed in occupied East Jerusalem ahead of the Yom Kippur and Eid al-Adha holidays after 3 days of clashes rocked Al-Aqsa Mosque compound last week. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers have kidnapped early on Monday 4 Palestinians in different areas in the southern West Bank district of Hebron after the army broke into and seized several homes and a bakery. In the Gaza Strip, several Israeli military vehicles and bulldozers carried out on Monday morning a limited invasion into Palestinian lands east of Jabalia town in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. Eyewitnesses said that soldiers advanced dozens of meters into Palestinian lands close to the border fence and bulldozed them. In other news, a rocket launched from the Gaza Strip landed in southern Israel overnight with no reported injuries, the Israeli army said on Monday. Sirens did not sound before the rocket fire, Israeli media reported. No Palestinian group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Israeli warplanes attacked several targets across the Gaza Strip on Friday night after rockets were fired at an Israeli town bordering Gaza. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, September 20th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.